Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It's hard to see.
Song of the day, Worlds Away by Pablo Cruz, 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. From 1978, that is Worlds Away by Pablo Cruz. Your song of the day, 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. Self-proclaimed Pablo Cruz fan over there. Didn't know that was Pablo Cruz right away.
I didn't know that was Pablo Cruz. I thought it was.
Who did that sound
like to you?
I
thought at first it was a solo song by who's in Fleetwood Mac, the singer with Stevie Nicks, the male.
Yeah.
No, Lindsey
Buckingham.
Yeah. At first I thought, oh, that's Lindsey Buckingham.
Lindsey Buckingham?
Plucking some Lindsey Buckingham. Then then I thought, oh no, it's that guy, oh God, you play him all the time. I'll think of it.
Rainbow?
No. He's a solo. He's a solo artist. I'll think of it.
Okay.
I got a lot going on in my mind right now. That was Pablo Cruz.
That was your boy. That's your boy, Pablo.
You get high.
Your boy, Pablo.
Your score is enhanced by the fact you went way out on a limb. The limb broke, though, and that's trouble.
The limb broke?
The limb. That's a fair song.
Hey, that's
not breaking.
Your boy. That's your boy.
Gus has not ever been in on the Drury Inn discussion. There's a Drury Inn off the interstate, I-29. If you go up I-29 to Kansas City and you're going through St. Joseph, if you look to your left, you'll see a Drury Inn. And this is the sort of song you might hear from a band playing at the Drury Inn. They set some chairs out. There's a little stage.
So you're admitting that Pablo Cruz is a Drury Inn type of place?
Right.
I mean,
now.
You like Pablo
right
Cruz.
Now, at this stage of the game, I'd give that a really low score, except you tried really hard. So I'll give it a 5. A 5. That song's not very good.
Pablo.
I know. Well, I would have given a 2. that's a bad song. Right, that's now, a Drury Inn song.
So here's the moment of truth. Gus has never
Gus, get on the mic.
He gave one bad grade because the song was about boats. He doesn't like the water. He doesn't like being on a boat long. He's got a 2-hour maximum on a boat. So that's why the song of Come Sail Away by Styx got a bad rating. But that's it for Low Scores. Now,
Pablo Cruz, that's trouble,
oh,
right?
That's trouble. You are in trouble.
Cruz.
All right, we got to guess Gus's score here.
Yes,
Gus. You would have given it a 2, but you gave it a 5 because you like
Tried hard.
Try hard, and it was Pablo Cruz.
Yeah.
Gus is going to be a 4.7.
Gus is such a kind soul.
He is very kind.
Well, unlike Sip, I don't give any participation points for trying hard. So
I'm gonna go
3 or 4.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one?
Well, okay, yeah. Which one? 3.5. How about let's meet in the middle?
Smart, smart. If you're in the middle, just go in the middle then, Gus.
3.5. What didn't you like? What was the song lacking?
It's kind of weird. It was. I like the instruments. Like there's a lot of like I like the guitar and the piano, but it's just like not. I didn't like the vocals at all.
Didn't do anything for you, did it?
No, it didn't.
No, it just didn't go anywhere.
Well, guys, we got to try it out, you know?
You tried.
That song has never been played, I can guarantee you that, on this show.
I don't think it's ever been played.
ever?
Well, what do you think?
That's the first
not
time
in the past 25 years.
Not since 1978. Hasn't seen the airwaves anywhere.
Gus, have you ever heard the song, What You Gonna Do?
By
Pablo.
Like, is that the one where it's like, what you gonna do when they come for, like,
no.
The bad boys bad one?
No.
I have not heard any other Pablo Lopez.
Pablo Cruz.
Pablo Cruz. Sorry, what?
Pablo Cruz is a band. It's not a man. It's a band.
It is?
Yeah, it's a band. Pablo Cruz is a band,
Pablo
not a man.
Pablo Lopez.
Yeah.
I don't know
it's
where
not
I
Pablo
got Lopez
Escobar.
From.
Pablo Cruz. Okay.
Okay.
If you type in Pablo in Google, you're going to get Escobar. Pretty soon you get to Cruz.
Just keep scrolling down.
Right. Pablo Cruz is a band, not a man. What You Gonna Do was his best song.
Wait, it's his best song?
Yeah. He got you, Gus.
You.
Way
thank
to go,
you.
Gus.
It's their best
He's
song.
He's locked in on a Monday
it's
morning.
It's their
over
best
there.
Song.
He's in summer. You know, school's out. School's out for Gus.
Yeah,
he's
sharp.
He's still sharp and locked in up there.
What you gonna do when she says goodbye? What you gonna do when she is gone? It's a very good song by Pablo Cruz. Ask your mom and dad about it. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Gus. Thank you, Gus. Appreciate that. All right. It is that time of the day.
Oh, it is.
I had a chance to play some golf this weekend.
You did.
I did. So without further ado, it is time for this week's edition of the Nebraska Golf Passport Early Break Golf Course Review. I'll tell you where I was at next.
Pick out a nice polo from the closet, put your clubs in the trunk, gas up the car, and get on the road. It's time for this week's Golf Course Review through the eyes of Jake Sorensen.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple.
On the Early Break Golf Tour on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Anybody who has been a longtime listener of this show or a follower of mine on Twitter will know that I love this golf course. I played on Saturday, Sip. It's about an hour and a half drive north of Lincoln up Highway 77. And then Highway 91 and Highway 275. I'm talking about Indian Trails and Beamer is this week's golf passport, the Nebraska Golf Passport Early Break Review. And by the way, before we get into this, you can get your own Nebraska Golf Passport. We're going to NebraskaGolfPassport.org. Use promo code Jake for free shipping and get great rates all across the state and region on golf courses with the Nebraska Golf Passport. This course, Sip, is on Nebraska Golf Passport, Indian Trails and Beamer. It's not a long course. It's only about 6,300 yards from the tips. But
6,300.
Yeah. So that's, if you want to compare distances, it's about the length of like Highland. No, actually Highland is shorter than that or longer than that. I think probably like a Holmes might be about that.
Okay, you always use I'm going to get you on a couple things here. You always use the term tips. What exactly do you mean
the
by tips?
The tips on a golf course are the furthest tees back.
Okay, all right, thank you.
So like,
that's what you play.
Yeah, I play the tips every time.
As a young man, that's what you
Unless
play.
I'm playing in golf league because you have to play from the tees that they sit. We're in the middle tees there.
Middle
so
tees.
When I shoot a bad score, I'm more pissed because I want to play the back tees.
Okay, what do you like so much
yes.
about Indian Trails Golf Course and Beamer?
Well, number one, I respect a village or town, a small town that takes care of their golf course. Now, again,
I like that.
As you know, there was a drought this winter. Things were brown, and there's still some brown areas, as there are a lot of courses. But You can tell that Indian Trails cares. It's not very often you can have a small town golf course like Indian Trails that has big events. I mean, they've had some different, you know, stuff, events around the state for women and men, like state AMs, junior AMs. They've had big events.
At Indian Trails.
At Indian Trails. And SIP, one of the most fun things as a golfer is hitting in elevation. And there is a couple holes that you are just hitting straight downhill.
Really?
And you can see the Elkhorn River and beyond. You can see like 30 miles in the distance.
Oh, wow.
I say this all the time when I talk about Indian Trails. Number 11 at Indian Trails is just one of the coolest sights you will see on a golf course. You know, Cory Oaks has hole 17, which is straight downhill. Very cool. But Indian Trails, I mean, you can see for 30 miles in the distance.
Are you looking down to the river?
Elkhorn River is right behind the golf course, just the north of the golf course. And then beyond that, you can see just land for 30 miles.
Whoa.
Trees, land. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
I mean, if you hit a good drive on 11, that ball's in the air for like 10 seconds. It's
really?
Up there forever.
Really?
It just flies.
I'll be darned. That sounds beautiful.
It's the greens are kind of humped, so there's it's tough to make putts there because they do have a lot of different break in
undulation.
Them. Undulation, yeah, a lot of breaks. I made a few putts. I missed a lot of putts though too. I didn't play great, but the weather was perfect out there Saturday.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, please do.
Like on number 11.
Yeah.
Can you become so captivated by the scene that it affects your shot? That you're
you know
thinking,
what?
This is so lovely.
That's a good question. Because you want to say, I want to hit this ball well, and I want to get that 10 seconds of hang time. I sliced mine right. Now, the good news there is that I went so far right, I could get over the trees and onto the green, which I did.
Okay.
So I recovered fine.
Is your driver okay right now?
I'm in a slump right now.
Well,
I didn't play great yesterday. I did have a birdie in the last hole, which is the hardest hole in the course. So I ended strong at Indian Trails. But I mean, I'm thinking about the holes that are downhill. Like number 3, par 5, dogleg right, downhill. Beautiful, beautiful hole. Hole 5, downhill again. Par 4 right by the road. There's trees protecting the road, but if you slice it, you can hit a car.
Aye.
I didn't trust my driver, so I duck hooked the crap out of it left. Took a 6 in that hole bad. It's a horrible, horrible double bogey. The next two holes after that are drivable par 4s, but there's also trouble. If you slice it right on 6, you're on the road out of bounds. If you go in the trees on 7, you're in the trees. It's tough.
Mature course.
Mature. The tons of just beautiful trees. Tall, big, beautiful trees. And it's a tree-lined golf course.
Wide fairways or narrow?
I would say leaning towards narrow.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't say narrow is compared to like a prairie club in northwest Nebraska, central Nebraska.
So in between.
That's the widest I've ever seen. Like this is pretty standard, maybe standard to narrow, I would say. But also the par threes are long.
Are they?
Like for a course that's not long. Mm-hmm. Here's some yardages from the tips. Now the first par three, number 2, plays about 220 yards.
Man, so what did you take out?
I hit a 5-iron. I hit it just right.
Okay.
I had a par.
Okay.
Chipped on it, made a par. Hole 4, not that long, about 180, so not bad. And then you get to hole 8. Which is also about 215 yards.
What are you using?
5-iron again. Missed it just left. Made a good par in that hole too. And then on the backside, there's two par threes back to back. One of them's over the water. It's only about 130 yards, so short hole.
Sure.
The next one is about 205 yards.
Okay, hitting that 5 again.
I think I hit a 6 there, and did not hit it well.
Okay.
But Indian Trails, again, if you've heard me talk about it on the show before, you need to go. If you are a golfer or even just a beginner, it's a great, great golf course. It's not that expensive to play. With the passport, it's $15 to play there.
Oh, wow. That's really good.
It's $30, but still, you save half price
really
with the passport.
Good. Yeah, so you just shoot up 77 past Fremont?
Yep. Go through Fremont.
Okay.
Through Fremont. Keep going north. You go through West Point
to
get to Beamer, and then you'll get there.
You're getting to a part of Nebraska that a lot of people don't get to.
And I'm telling you, you should, because up you got Oakland's good golf course up there.
Is Oakland got a good one?
Yep. Norfolk's got good golf, but Indian Trails and Beamer is the spot. So again, today, go play Beamer, Indian Trails. Go play with the Nebraska Golf Passport today. NebraskaGolfPassport.org. Use the promo code Jake at checkout. You get free shipping. You can save a bunch of money
at courses like Beamer and Wild Horse and Heritage Hills and Beatrice and Norfolk and Tatanka. They keep going and going and going. It saves you money, just tons of money.
Did you grab a hot dog between nines?
We just had beer this time. I only had two beers in the golf course Saturday. Only two.
Two Bud Lights.
Yep.
Two Bud Lights.
Yep.
I had a Modelo for the first time this weekend.
Put tomato.
I'm taking Corona over Modelo.
Yeah, that's a smart
Corona
choice.
Over
Corona
Modelo.
Is better than Modelo.
Okay, well, that's good. That's a good report.
There's your review from Beamer. Indian Trails looks pretty good right now.
Good parking.
Yeah, plenty of parking.
Plenty of parking.
It's a gravel parking lot.
That's okay.
Fun. Yeah.
I like a little gravel parking lot sometimes on those little small town courses.
If you want to play a cool course with elevation in a small town, I could not recommend Indian Trails more. It is wonderful. Fun getaway for just a little
bit. Beamer, day. Nebraska.
Yep. Indian Trails. Top of the hour is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.